Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King. Join us as we discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Hosted by Michael King, a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and author of Contracting with the King. This hour is brought to you by HomeTalk.Expert. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.Expert. That's HomeTalk.Expert. We invite you to listen at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, HomeTalk.Expert proudly presents the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. It's all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, everyone. It's just great to be back behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone. I sure hope all of you had a great, great holiday season as we now entering a new year, a new lineup, new guests, new topics here at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, I want to welcome a new affiliate, KFGO 790 AM, the big powerful station down there. It's also simulcast on KFGO 104.7 down in the Fargo Grand Forks area, down in Ferguson Falls, New North Dakota, and down in that whole area. So welcome, welcome aboard to you guys. Got a great year lineup with some great guests, as you know. And sometime next month, I'm going to be at the International Builders Show in Las Vegas. It's going to be our 27th appearance over there, where I'm going to be looking for some new topics, some new technology to report to you. So as we get close to the date, I will be getting back with you and giving you all that information on our website. But don't forget, we are streaming live here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. You can also catch us on our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, let's start the show. It's been a while since this gentleman's been on the show. His name is, he's a good friend of the show. His name is Don Foster. He's the CEO of a company called Masonry Cosmetics. They're one of the leaders and manufacturers of this proprietary masonry staining process that they do. So this show and this topic is going to be about staining your bricks, dyeing your bricks, but not painting your bricks. And he's going to explain why you shouldn't paint your bricks. But this is a technology that's great. He's on the line right now. Mr. Foster, how you doing, my buddy? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Oh, Michael, it's great to be back. I sure appreciate it. I'm doing well.
Great, great, great. I know you tell me you lost a lot of weight, though. You kept it off?
You know, I have. It's funny. Every now and then, the show we did with you comes back, and I was probably I actually lost weight for your show, which is pretty funny. So when you see me on your show, I always tell everybody that they say TV puts on 10 pounds, but it's really not true. It puts on like 170 pounds. So yeah, I'm about 170 down from,
wow,
maybe 150 down from when I did your show. So
wow,
yeah, it's been a
fantastic
long path, but that's like 5 years ago, right? It was when
yeah,
we first did
yeah
the TV show, right?
Yeah, yeah, yes, sir.
It's been
yeah
6 years. It's been a while.
So let's talk about, we have a new audience coming in, some new affiliates that might not be, familiar with Masonry Cosmetics. Give us a little bit about your history, but we are going to get into the masonry brick staining process.
Well, I'd love to. So I can't talk about brick staining if I don't bring up Rick Connor. So Rick Connor and I grew up in the brick plant, and this is going to age us a little bit, but we've been in the brick industry for 40 years now. And we started the brick plants together. And sometimes when they have some off runs and the brick in the wall that are on color, they would try to fix it. A lot of people would work with, you know, epoxy mixes or watered down paints, or they'd try to put glue, you know, on a brick and throw sand on it to try to get to stick. And what we found are use linseed oil back in the day to darken some off color brick, you know, and it's just, we found out that, you know, all those things didn't work. So Rick and I, being the young men at the time, you know, starting the business in our 20s, you know, the brick plants, we were working with guys that were in their 50s. Back in the day, when you started a job, you never left it. That's a job you did for your whole life. And so we had a lot of people, a lot of wisdom and experience, and we knew that there's got to be a way to be able to do this, and we really came up with it. It's still using the pigments that we make brick with, but we found out a way to apply it with a water-based elixir, and we mix it, and we put it on brick. It's got to be absorption brick, though. And we could actually, it's almost like a human tattoo. We're not using a dye. We're using a translucent stain. We can change the color brick and do it permanently. And we've been doing that as partners for 30 years now. Major Cosmetics has been around 30 years. So we've got over 427 case studies. About 230 of those are all over, you know, 22 to 27 years old. Some of the jobs that we first tested, Michael, go back over 30 years before we even formed our companies. If we had it, we still tag those as case studies. So we've got a couple of case studies that are 30 years plus old. There's no change. It works out well. The bricks still get dirty. They still get wet, just like unstained brick right next to it. We don't affect the breathability. It's a penetrating stain. That's why we need that absorption. We need to get embedded. So it's color theory. You know, if you wanted a red brick to go orange, the pink guys just water down some orange paint. It gets the exact shade you want. But we start with yellow, and we custom create every color for every job we do. So we're using pigments, an eighth teaspoon of this, a half teaspoon of that. We make a half a cup at a time, and we apply it by brush. Can't spray our stuff. And we apply it by brush because we're feeding it into the substrate. So we wanted to feed into the pore structure of the brick. And it's funny, a lot of people realize brick are so hard and dense in a sense, but a lot of brick do have absorption to it. And they have a pore structure just like the human body does. It's not enough for the water to pass all the way through, but it's enough to get embedded in the pore structure. So no layer, can't ever fail, no peeling, cracking, flaking, blistering. You don't have any of that. So I guess what we're trying to do, Michael, a lot is just change the conversation out there. There's so much misinformation where people are watered down paint and calling it a stain. Of course, I could argue that we shouldn't be painting exterior brick either, but they shouldn't be doing it and calling it in the name of stains. We're working with ASTM right now to try to change that, Michael. We're going to try to come up with an actual standard for brick stain so there's not so much misinformation out there today.
Well, you made a good point. But what really shocked me when I did my research into your technology, this is not a new technology. This technology's been around for a while.
What's nice is we're proprietary, so we come up with it. And most of our life, I mean, we met you, most of our life has always been word of mouth. You know, we weren't really great at, you know, we're brick people. I know how to pack brick, set brick, make brick. I know how to do all that. So does Rick. But we were never marketing geniuses and all that kind of stuff, you know. And we found you, and you helped, you know, with the social media stuff. And you said, you got to do this, you got to do that. And you really helped springboard us into a whole nother world. When we met you, in fact, I met you at one of the shows. That's where I met you all those years ago. And it's important to do. So we had to do that. And now we're opening up into a new world. We got a certified contractor in, you know, Canada. We're in Australia now. So, I mean, now we're starting to get that exposure, but it's still slow and going. It just doesn't happen overnight.
Well, hold on that thought right there. I want to get into this because there is some features and benefits, some pluses. A lot more pluses than minuses, to be honest with you, as we talk about why you should not paint your bricks and why you should basically stain it. Because I have a saying when you was on the show a while back is that painting is final. Once you paint the bricks, that's it. Because of that porous nature of the brick, where we're going to get into the staining part of it, where you can change the colors down the road. So you're not binded by the particular paint color, you know, that you need to do. So stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. This is Home Talk. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before what? Green was even cool. I'll be right back. Yay! We'll be right back. Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
We're back.
guest is Don Foster. He is with Mason & Cosmetics, one of the leaders and developers and manufacturers of this proprietary masonry staining process that we're talking about. Now, bottom line, Don, why shouldn't you paint your bricks, in your opinion?
Yeah, brick are made to be maintenance-free. And you might have to maintain buildings, but you don't need any protective coating. So, you know, to simplify the world of the painting world, you know, you paint wood to keep from rotting. You paint, you know, you put a coating on it aesthetically pleasing, and you paint metal to keep it from rusting. You do those things because it needs it. It needs a protective coating on it, and paints function great for that. But when you talk about exterior brick, it doesn't need any protection. And what paint can do, it can compromise it. It can compromise it simply by making it a maintenance product, but it also can trap moisture. And it caused brick to spall or fell that never would have spalled. Now, when I say that, brick can spall if it's put in the wrong environment and fell without ever being painted. So I'm not saying that every brick spalls because they're being painted, but paint can sure help that along. And a lot of people realize that it's brick and mortar. It's not wood, and it's not metal where we're going to scrape it or we take some pressure and we pressure wash it off. You're not going to do that to a brick surface, especially a brick and mortar. And brick and mortar work a little bit differently, have a little different absorptions. So now people are painting new buildings, and they don't even clean the brick. Or if they do clean the brick, they paint it immediately after. And I'm like, well, you just trapped all that moisture quality. You guys realize what you're doing. But it's a new world. It's new thinking. HETV, painting everything. It looks beautiful, one monotone color. Well, brick was never meant to be that way. Brick are texture and sizes and rectangles and mortar joints and all that. Brick has such beautiful character. We want to blanket it all. Well, we may as well put another material. May as well put siding up that brick if you're going to do that. So we've lost kind of what brick was intended to be and what's all the benefits of brick. It's fantastic. Well, you change that to paint, and now we got to repaint it later on. And someone says, well, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 7 years, what about 10 years? Well, I'm not going to live in this house that long. Well, what about the next person that buys that house and then what they're doing? What if they start having some brick failure, which is that cost to the value of the house? Why would we jeopardize a house's value by putting paint on it? Because somewhere in that life cycle of that paint, they're going to have a problem, and they're not going to get it off easy. They can't go scrape off a brick. You have to use chemicals. Chemicals is the best way. Use sandblasting, a pressure washer. You could not only damage the surface of the brick, depending on the brick, you damage the mortar joint itself. So why would we put brick in that position to be a fail point that's going to cost your value of your home to decline? Once you put paint on a new home or paint on any home, that value of that home is declining, not increasing. Brick increase in value over years, but they don't when you paint it. And a lot of people don't know that. Even insurance companies don't want paint on it. You know, the fumes and fire or whatever your fire rating you have a brick is different when you put paint on the outside of a brick. So you can burn that paint off, and you can have fumes with it. And I don't know why people don't know. And the chemicals to the water table and everything else they have to remove it, it's not easy because brick absorb differently and brick and mortar absorb differently. It's a wall system than it would on metal or paint. So now it's embedded in the pore structures. It's breaking down. Most of the time, Michael, they can't even get all the paint off before they repaint again. Well, now we're putting paint on top of areas where the paint's going to be failing. And that becomes a problem later on. Or they do repeated coatings and really seal that brick up that they don't do. So a lot of people just don't realize we're in that fast, quick turnover world of HETV. And I've reached out to HETV over the years. They've asked me to lose their email address years ago. You know, trying to educate them that there's a better way to do it. I even asked for their jobs. Can I go back and look at your older jobs? And they'll tell you, you know, that they don't want me to have them back up. And it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. And we try to do as much as we can to change that, to educate the industry. But again, they're big, we're small, and it's hard to do.
You're right. And that's the... That is the $64 million question that you need to ask is that, you know, where you can leave your options open by not finalizing your brick, but by painting it. And that's what this boils down to. You're just leaving what, Don, your options open, right?
You do. And, Michael, one of the fair things to the consumer is sometimes some of the older homes, brick lasts such a long time, they are outdated looking. You know, and changing the trim or changing the roof, you know, the color of the roof and changing some of the door and all that helps to change the landscape. But sometimes the brick is what it is. I would say never coat brick unless there's a necessary need for it. But if you want to do a makeover we can do it the right way. It's just throw a glass of water or bottle of water in your wall. If it darkens, it gets wet. We can change the color the right way for you. And we could still change the color again later on. We don't have to remove ourselves. Our stuff becomes part of the brick. So we don't have a, we don't steal the brick. The brick's still breathable. It's still natural. You can restain it 20 years later if you wanted to. And if you want to go to another color, maybe somebody doesn't like that color that somebody picked. They want to do something different. It all can be redone, and that's a huge advantage and still protected. So when we stain brick, it's still maintenance free. We don't change the maintenance of it. That is a huge advantage. So if someone wants to change the color of the brick, we can do it. And we also have DIY kits. We could do it as a full service company, but we have DIY kits. We've been doing it for 15 years now. We sell those all over the world. So we have a couple different options for them, depending on what they do. You've been real successful with the DIY kits, with your construction side of it. And it's there for anybody that wants to. So full service or DIY, both.
Yeah, you can do it both ways, professionally or do it yourself, or, which is very application friendly, right?
It is.
Now, what about the durability? How long does the stain usually last? I mean, and what kind of warranty are we talking about here?
If our company applies it, it's got, you know, it's, we give a lifetime warranty when we apply it. So that's a huge advantage. So we have told, and like I said, I have 400 case studies to prove that if we apply it in the right conditions, apply it the right way, apply it to absorptive masonry, those are the three things of success. Those are things that are successful. And as long as we do those three things, you've got something that's a permanent product. So it really, we really do, when we say a tattoo, a lot of times a human tattoo looks like it's on the surface, and you and I talked about this a lot. It's embedded into that pore structure, but they're using a dye. I'm embedding a stain, so I have to use a little more color theory in doing what we're doing. But it's, it works out pretty well, and we teach that, and we help that, and we give everybody the tools they need in the kit, the DIY kits, to be able to do it themselves. So if anybody does anything with a DIY, I always teach everybody, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm not the greatest DIY person there is, but you can. Anybody can. They really can.
Now, well, Don, I tell you, it's just great to have you on. I know we're just out of time now. There's the music. But give us that website. How can we learn more about you guys?
Yeah, basically, if anybody just wants to go on masonrycosmetics.com, that's all they got to do. It's masonrycosmetics.com, and they can find us in many different ways.
And spell it?
It's masonry, M-A-S-O-N-R-Y, cosmetics, C-O-S-M-E-T-I-C-S.
Great. Well, Don, thank you for being our guest, man, and keep us updated on your progress, okay?
I appreciate it, Michael. I really do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. To Israel this hour, where families of the hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists in excruciating pain, worrying about the fate of their loved ones as we approach the 100-day mark on Sunday that they were kidnapped. Very little news in the American media about them. In other news, the Biden administration finally taking out targets in Yemen, including a Houthi radar site. This after the group has attacked ships in the Red Sea more than 100 times in recent months. The Department of Defense says to expect retaliation for the action. To Iowa now, where it's been snowing and freezing cold, presidential hopefuls making their last-minute pitch to voters ahead of the caucuses Monday night. Former President Trump canceling some weekend rallies. He releases a video message.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back. The only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. All right, don't forget we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can check out our website if you want to know a little bit about the show, upcoming guests, topics. And don't forget, we're going to be hopping that big bird in about 2 months. I think it's going to be the end of February, where we're going to be covering the International Builders Show in Las Vegas for my 27th year. So looking to get some great technologies, find out all these great manufacturers of products so I can report it to you. Don't forget, this is your show. That's what we do here. We want to bring you the topics that you want to know about. One of the most popular topics that we have discussed over the years is this company called Green Products. What they do, they make all sorts of home improvement products, but wood preservative is probably their biggest hit. And wood preservative is a something you need to know about, because if you're going to make investment in wood technology, you know, patio cover tops, gondolas, decks, anything that has to do with exterior wood, you have to protect your investment, and you need some type of wood preservative. We're going to talk about that. He is my expert. He's been coming on the show a long time. His name is Guy Woods with Green Products. Hey, Mr. Guy, how you been, my buddy? You hanging in?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing really well, you know, to a certain degree, you know. But you know the whole story, you know.
Yeah.
It's not to be discussed on the radio, but, you know, hey, business is good. I can't complain at all about the efforts that that you do on the Michael King Show. You know, I mean, promoting my products has really helped us, Michael. You know, get it into the hands of the consumer. You know, the consumer that uses the product. You know, and so that's what you've done for me, Michael. You know, so
well, what it does, it's you know, and that's what everybody wants to know. You know, I'm celebrating my 27th year on the air. There's a reason why we've lasted that long. It's because, you know, Guy, we don't promote companies. We promote products and technologies. And if I can find a good technology that can basically change my audience's life and save them some money and give them some good technology, it's a successful formula. And that's what I look for. I look for technology and the products that can do that technology. And one of the most popular topics that we have ever discussed on this show has been wood preservative material. Now, explain, what is a wood preservative? Why should we protect our wood?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, as everybody knows on your show, you know, you know, pressure treated lumber and regular redwood wood, you know, cedar. It's expensive. It's not cheap anymore. You know, it used to be wood was cheap, but you know, now it's expensive. So you want to protect that wood from, rot and termites. For example, I'm getting ready to do a project, on Wednesday from my front deck, which is redwood, and it's kind of rotted right now. It's been exposed to the elements. It's been exposed to the water, and underneath it's pretty rotten, you know. So, Wednesday, I'm going to tear the whole thing out with my contractor, and we're going to put some wood preservative in there to protect the wood from rot as we replace that wood, you know, Michael. So yeah, the reason why I use wood preservative is to protect your wood from rot and termites. Nothing else. That's it, you know. And if you don't, I'd say within a couple of years, you're going to have a piece of rotted wood. And the stability will be, stability of that wood will be affected. So that's the basic bottom line, Michael.
Yeah, and because there's different factors that basically base factors that can deteriorate your wood, right?
Right. And then also, where the company got started back in the 60s, Michael, was when they came out with the pressure-treated lumber. Pressure-treated lumber, you know, it doesn't, you know, the wood preservative doesn't go through all the way through like our product does. So when you open up the pressure-treated lumber, you have to cut it to make it cut the size, you're going to expose that wood because you can see the raw wood when you cut it. So that's how the company got started. Was they had a need for covering the end cuts of pressure treated lumber, you know, and as a matter of fact, the manufacturer of the pressure treated lumber recommended using a wood preservative to protect the end cuts. So that's basically in the 60s how copper green got started, Michael. You know, with demand, and then go forward, you know, to a Home Depot buyer. That buyer said, look, guy, we have pressure treated lumber that's brown. What can you do for us to come up with a brown wood preservative? So basically, bottom line, we found a dye which is very expensive to keep it in solution, and now brown wood preservative outsells green. So
yeah,
how can you figure that out? You know,
yeah. Well, when the big box store talks, people, you have to listen, you know? So
yeah, you got that one right, Michael, you know? And then they asked me again, what can you come up with a water base, you know? So we came up with a water base wood preservative, Michael. And so that's doing very well now, thanks to you.
Now, explain the difference between an interior wood preservative and an exterior wood preservative, because you have two products. And you don't want to use an exterior-interior. We've discussed that in the past. But you do have a different type of one for interior and one for exterior, right?
That's correct, Michael. You know, and the way that came about was the EPA, they got some complaints on people were using the wood preservative, or copper green and our, you know, copper brown inside their house. And so they decided that they get all the manufacturers together, and they decided that we need to make it for exterior use only. And so that's how it came about, Michael. So the wood preservative, copper green and copper brown, they're both for exterior only. Do not use it inside your house. And furthermore, you know, if you want to use it, I mean, you wouldn't want to use it inside your house anyway, because if you got a leaking roof, you got to have to fix the roof, or you got a leaking faucet, you got to fix that, because that's really the culprit inside.
Well, hold on that thought right there, my friend. We got to take a short break. We're talking to Guy Woods with Green Products. We're talking about wood preservatives, why you should protect your investment, your wood structure with some type of preservative, and why. And that's the most important part, because wood will deteriorate over years. And I'm a big fan of not painting wood. So I'm going to explain that to you when I come back off a break. But stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
digital Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. This is Michael King. This is Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We're talking to Guy Woods. He's with Green Products. We're talking about wood preservatives today, one of the most popular topics that we have discussed here in the past. And I just... I want to thank all of you for all the emails and the tweets and all the great comments that we've had over the years that Guy's company have protected your wood structure, your exterior wood structure. But, of course, he does the interior product, too, to protect your investment. But the number one culprit to wood deterioration is Mother Nature. And probably number two is the termites, right, Guy?
That's right, Michael. Yeah, termites are really a culprit to the wood now, especially when that wood's so expensive. You know, it's just, you know, you just have to protect your wood from rot, and that's very, very important. Yeah.
Now, Guy, you now most of the products you sell is you have dual application. One, you know, your product can be used by the do-it-yourselfer. You don't have to be a professional handyman to use your product, or the professional deck guy. So you actually have the, I don't know, the best of both worlds, right?
That's right, Michael. You know, either the end user, the consumer, or a contractor working a project, you know. The biggest problem, we get phone calls, you know, quite a bit from people, but not a lot. But right now, it's using it inside. You know, we just can't use it inside. You know, and the other day we got a call in from someone that said, "Oh my God, what do I do now? I used it inside. My contractor used it inside." You know, and so we always help them. We have an open line. We help them get through this situation that they encountered here, Michael.
And like you always say, read the instructions. And they have it. Simple as that. Read the instructions. The manufacturer suggested retail price, or the manufacturer suggested on how to do the application of this product. Do not use inside.
Exactly, Michael. So, yeah, that's. And so we have the water-based wood preservative. At one time, we called it Greens Clear, but you know, we had to change the name to water-based, so some people complained that it was kind of an off color, like honey color, Michael, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, I used the water-based on a piece of redwood that I put into my fence. And you know, Michael, it looks just like it did when I put it down a couple of years ago. You know, so it's still kind of a honey color, but it looks beautiful. You know, and it's not dark brown like some of the redwood that turns into. After a while, it turns into a dark brown. You know, so yeah, it's a good product, and you can use it inside and outside. It doesn't get off you know, a very strong odor like copper green or copper brown. So that's a good product, and it's starting to sell quite a bit, Michael. And
gosh,
you know, I don't know, but I think you're helping us quite a bit on that water-based wood preservative. You know, it's a copper quinoline.
Yeah,
it stops rot, and it's a good product for stopping termites. They won't eat it.
The last couple of times I've had you on, early part of last year, you had a situation, and I'm going to change gears in a second. If you can report to my audience of what's going on with that situation with these paint strippers. Why don't you explain to my audience what happened and where you're at with that? And did you
That's a really good question, Michael. And the reason why it's a good question is because what basically took place is the EPA started looking into methylene chloride. Methylene chloride was actually a pretty good chemical, but it's also very strong, you know, chemical that you don't want to be exposed to, you know. So they decided that, the EPA decided after many years of analyzing, and they decided that they had to eliminate methylene chloride, in paint removers. So that's what we had to do, and, thank goodness I have a really good employee, a general manager who's, a chemist, and he came up with a product that replaces the methylene chloride, and that definitely works, you know. And so
Hold on, there's some music. I got to step away. Don't go nowhere. We're going to come back. I apologize for interrupting Mr. Woods, but we have one more small segment to do. Stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. We're streaming live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm Michael King. I'll be right back with Mr. Guy Woods with Green Products. Thank you.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back! We're talking to our buddy Guy Woods right here with Green Products. We were talking about wood preservatives. And if you just join us, I kind of threw Guy a curveball because I wanted to ask about this paint stripping. And he was explaining, and I had to cut him off because we had to pay some bills here. And but, Guy, can you kind of like give us a short version, a Reader's Digest version of where you're at now with this?
Oh, yeah. We're right now, Michael, we can't. It's flammable product, so, you know, it's very difficult to ship it. We're only doing it in 5-gallon pails for refinishers. So and local refinishers are really like the product, and we get a lot of repeat business on it from the locals. So it's just if somebody wants it back east or somebody wants it Louisiana or somebody wants it, it's going to be difficult to get it to them because of the flammability of the product, you know. So we, again, like I said, we don't do gallons. We don't do quarts. We only do 5-gallon pails. And, you know, basically the refinishers that are the main business for that, for the paint remover, comes in and picks it up at our place, or we ship it to them locally. You know, we'll deliver it to them locally. But it's very difficult to ship anything flammable, as you know, Michael.
We don't want to. We don't want you to be on 60 Minutes at a train. Explosion or something. You know what I mean? You don't
want that. Exactly.
Guy Woods, what he did? I don't know. He just blew up another city. You know. My buddy.
Funny, right?
It's always great.
That's what we elect you to do, you know, unless you really, really, really have to, you know. So that's kind of where we are right now with the paint remover, Michael. But it does work, and we get a lot of repeat business.
We're out of time, man, and I just wanted to I know you're having some personal issues that you're dealing with, and I thought it'd be great to kind of just, talk to America, but on behalf of the staff and the show and all of our producers, you're in our prayers, and you always will be, because over the years you have provided some great, great technology and education and information and to this show. But give us that website. How can we learn more about Green Products?
Yeah, and that's www.greenproductsco.net. And that's greenproductsco.net.
Greenproductsco.net, just spell it out. Well, Guy, on behalf of all of us, we want to thank you, and we're looking forward to talking to you in the near future. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thanks a lot, Michael. And let me know what we can do, okay?
You got it. Thanks. All right, that was Guy Woods with Green Products. Just check him out. It's just Google him. It's very easy. Pops up number one if you want to learn more about wood preservative products right here. Well, that about does it for another hour of Show in the Can. This is Home Talk USA. Yahee! And I'm the Cajun Contractor.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.